So the book The Fifth Wave by Rick Yancey is quite an interesting book. I'm not sure if I hate it or like it. It's about a post-apocalyptic world where aliens, or as they say, the others, are destroying the world bit by bit, or not destroying it, decimating the human race so that they could take the world. The characters such as Cassie, they're pretty interesting. Cassie and Evan and her little brother. At the beginning of the book, they started off with Cassie killing someone and showing how the environment has dehumanized people such as Cassie and everyone else who's trying to survive after these attacks from these aliens or whatever. She talks about the waves that the aliens attack in. At first, it was like a shortage of electricity, like all electricity was wiped out. People had to use candles and whatever. And then the second wave was like natural disasters, if I remember correctly, like, you know, tsunamis, earthquakes, and other such things. The third wave was like sicknesses, like diseases that people could easily catch and die from. Some people were immune, some people were not. And the fourth one was I'm trying to remember. They were infiltrating like the human body to control and wipe out other humans. It's an interesting topic to talk about. It's an interesting concept, too. I'm not sure I quite like it. But the characters are very interesting. Cassie, she lost her parents, her father and mother, from these attacks. Her mother died from the sickness. And her father got shot by military forces that were trying to rescue and, you know, take the children to, you know, rare and grow into fighting forces to stop these aliens or whatever. And her father got shot in the process because there was a disagreement with the adults and the military just wasn't having it. Cassie saw her father get shot and she's been trying to find her brother from in the military for a while. She's been traversing around the earth, trusting no one, because you can't really trust anyone because of the virus, or not virus, the thing infecting the humans to do what they want. And she gets shot, like, later on in the story, and she finds this guy named Evan who saved her, that could possibly save her from the other aliens that might try to attack her. That's, like, one part of the story. The second part was with a guy that she liked before the end of the world, as they say, started. Ben and her brother Sammy, I believe. Yeah, Sam or Sammy. They were brought to the military camps to fight for the military to take back the world. They tell us about their lives at the military and how they have to try to get rid of these aliens or others in order to protect the world or get back the world. And it switches between different scenes and scenarios. On Cassie's end, she got shot, right, and Evan was helping her and tried to heal her or protect her legs or whatever, because she got shot in the leg. They've been trying to traverse through the woods and trying to make their way to the military base to get back Sammy, her little brother, and they've been encountered by these others multiple times, with drones, with humans in the hunting in the woods for the survivors so that they could kill them. And the fifth wave is the entirety, like, they're wiping out all systems, all transportation, in order to completely decimate the human race. This fifth wave is the last opportunity that the humans have to take back the world, and they're trying their absolute hardest at the moment, even though it's really complicated to, you know, differentiate between the humans and the others because of the forms they're taking. And Cassie has been, I think that's about it. They've been trying to get to the military base and stop the aliens. It's a pretty generic story, but I like the character development. It's really nice. I'd recommend this book for anyone who likes sci-fi, dystopian societies in books, in dystopian environments, similar to Hunger Games. It's a really good book if you're into those type of things. But other than that, the book was okay. I really liked reading it. It was interesting, and yeah. That's about it. Bye.